Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today's reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. A very familiar story to many of us, as we see the tax collector, Zacchaeus, literally go out on a limb to be able to meet Jesus. This is what we know about Zacchaeus. He's a short man, he's a rich man, and he's not only a tax collector, but he's a chief tax collector. As we know from last week's parable, tax collectors are not held in high esteem in that day and time. For the faithful Jews, tax collectors were seen as traitors to the law. But for some reason, Zacchaeus has heard about this rabbi Jesus, heard that he was coming to town and was intrigued enough to want to meet him. So a rich man, looked down on by society and actually named as a sinner, has gone so far as to climb a sycamore tree in order to see the rabbi pass by. Rich as he was, he could have paid to have a raised seat built for him, but he seems completely unfazed about the image he showed. A lot of questions come to mind when we think about Luke's story. Why was Zacchaeus so eager to see Jesus? How did Jesus know the tax collector's name? Why would Zacchaeus offer such a high rate of restitution for his crimes? When did this conversation take place? Was it before or after their visit? And who exactly is looking for whom? Perhaps it's a two-way street. I think Zacchaeus must have felt pretty silly sitting up there in that tree. Conspicuous. Perhaps even annoyed with himself for being so driven to see this itinerant preacher that he'd opened himself up to further ridicule. Regardless, Zacchaeus put himself out there, up there, and look what happened. Jesus walked by, spotted him in the tree, and one of the New Testament's loveliest examples of hospitality. Zacchaeus, come down. I need to stay at your house. A few years ago, a friend called me on the phone. She'd been having one of those weeks with house and kids and husband and work. And when I told her my schedule for the week was flexible, she laughed and said, good, because I'm coming to your house for the next 4 days. I just laughed, too, and said, come on up. It felt good knowing our friendship was so deep and trusting that she felt comfortable inviting herself to my place and for me to be comfortable with that. Hospitality built on trust. A lovely thing. Think of the hospitality of Zacchaeus and Jesus. Jesus with the comfort and assurance of inviting himself over, and Zacchaeus happy to welcome him. But different from my friend and me, because these two men didn't have the years of friendship behind them. This is where I think the Holy Spirit was at work. The crowd grumbles because Jesus is going to eat with a sinner, but like the tax collector from last week's story, Zacchaeus is open to the workings of the Spirit. Zacchaeus doesn't complain because the crowd is bad-mouthing him. He doesn't try to defend himself against their allegations. He doesn't try to bluster and bully his way into favor. No. He says simply, look, I will give half of what I have to the poor, and I'll repay anyone I've cheated 4 times the amount. Zacchaeus has changed what we might call the economy of his life. No longer is Zacchaeus interested in an economy of self-serving business life. No. Salvation has come to him, and his new economy, his framework of investment, has become the poor and those he had treated badly. He went out on a limb to encounter Jesus, and in doing so turned his life around. The economy of salvation. How might that apply to the rest of the world, not just broken individuals? What if our first world countries and businesses started paying back the earth 4 times what they've taken from it? What if warring nations turned 4 times their attention from hostilities to peace building? We can note that Zacchaeus didn't need to ask Jesus what he needed for salvation. He just offered it. I wonder if the rich and the powerful in our world are also aware of what they need to do for personal and for national salvation to happen. I know the things I have to do to encounter God more closely day to day. I bet most of us do for ourselves, but no doubt there are times when we need to go out on a limb to do this. And the new economy happens We invest in God as God invests in us. This is salvation, a faithful, continual reaching out for God. And this means climbing out on our own personal limbs, taking risks, maybe even searching the trees for modern-day Zacchaeuses, the despised, the outsider, the one who may also be seeking the presence of God in their world. We may have to leave our comfort zone in order to open ourselves to moments of grace, but the moments are there to be found. Thanks be to God, and amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.